Connecting you to homegrown music. This is Sonic's Band of the Month for January. The Royal Foundry.
Welcome to the Booster Juice Listener Lounge. I am Brandy Taylor, joined by your January 2015 Band of the Month, the Royal Foundry. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
The very first one of 2015. That's big.
It is. It's an honor that a weight almost that it's really hard to bear a little bit.
A lot of weight on your shoulders, but you pull through it. Well, why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Jared, and I play the banjo and the guitar.
And I'm Bethany, and I play the banjo and the guitar.
And you guys are married.
We're so married, yeah.
It's so cute.
So tell us the story of your band.
Well, I used to be in another band, and then we played a concert in Bethany's hometown, and then I saw this girl there, and I called dibs, and then 3 years later, we got engaged and said, hey, let's do this as a folk duo and try it out a new style, and yeah, it's just everything since then is kind of domino effect. We didn't really plan on anything. It's just kind of happened.
Well, and things did happen pretty quickly for you guys because all of a sudden you started getting all of these accolades and winning these awards and you're like, whoa, okay, where's our limo, right?
Where is our limo?
Where's our minivan?
Yeah.
So from the time you guys decided to start making music, how did things kind of like roll out?
It's kind of a lame story, but kind of cool in that we got married first and then all of a sudden we were kind of just songwriting. Jared owns a studio. He's a producer, so it made things really easy. And so we just kind of started there, wrote a few songs together, and we found that we really worked well because I'm more of a lyricist. Jared is more of the genius behind the melodies and the layering of music. And we just went away for 3 weeks, wrote like 10 songs, and they were the first songs we ever wrote together, and that's what our album is, which I probably shouldn't say, as that's probably
You're
not a good thing.
Like 50 or
yeah, we have like 4,000 songs, and we chose the 10 best ones, which is on the album.
The Royal Foundry, Sonic's Band of the Month for January.
It's you and me now, living the quiet life. It's you and me now. We've been burned through once or twice. Say, ooh, come a little closer.
Let it in for you and I. It's gonna be alright, love.
This is Sonic's Band of the Month for January, The Royal Foundry.
What happened with the record?
Then we just released it to iTunes just to, you know, see if anyone would be interested. And it just went to number one for folk in Canada and just, yeah, lots of other opportunities
we had a really great, we have a good friend that does music videos, and he did a music video for our first single, All We Have. And that really catapulted our music because he did such a great job with this music video, which we basically planned overnight. And that's what helped make our songs quite viral. So
I'm looking through your little musical resume here, and the thing that jumps out is John Lennon songwriting competition. What's this all about?
We submitted in February for our song Run Back for folk song. And and we got in the nominee category or whatever. We didn't end up winning, but we're one of the finalists. And you just submit to this, and there's all sorts of prizes and whatnot.
It's super cool getting to put the words John Lennon on your musical resume. It doesn't matter if you win or not,
right? I don't even think I looked at the prizes. It was just John Lennon, and we were sold.
So. Yeah. So looking way back for you guys, you both had fairly musical upbringings, but in very different ways. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad was a gospel singer, and he would tour across Canada and the States and whatnot. So I kind of grew up on the road and in the family trailer, you know, doing songs and singing backup vocals and being embarrassed.
Like the Partridge Family.
Exactly. Yeah. And
my dad's a pastor, so I grew up in the church and singing with my mom's choir and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, music definitely was more influential in Jared's life than mine. So I was quite taken aback when our first ever live performance was televised across Canada. And I was playing in front of monitors and I was like, what is this noise? I've never used them before. So I've learned a lot this past year, that's for sure.
The Royal Foundry. Sonic's Band of the Month for January.
You.
Sonic's Band of the Month for January, The Royal Foundry.
Well, and Jared, you mentioned that you have a studio and you produce music. Does producing for other people make you a better songwriter?
I think so, because I don't really stick to one genre. I like to do rap, metal, country, whatever. It's just a lot of fun to try out different styles and kind of stretch what I even listen to and enjoy. So it's definitely stretched me in a lot of ways.
So what's next for you guys?
We're working on our second album, as everyone is always working on their second album. And yeah, we plan to do a tour with it, of course, and do some cool things. And in May, we're going to go to Toronto for Canadian Music Week and showcase there. So we're pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Band of the Month for January.
And, of course, yeah. Band of the Month for January.
The song that we're going to be playing on the radio is All We Have. Tell us about that song.
All We Have was a song that we wrote. It was one of the first ones we wrote. It wasn't the first one, but it's a fun song that we kind of, it was a celebration. We had just gotten married, and so we kind of just... put that together.
It's a cheesy pop love song.
Yeah, it's a cheesy pop.
And we almost didn't make the album. We weren't too sold on it.
Yeah.
And then it took some convincing and we finally liked it. So yeah. We hope you enjoy.
We don't really like it that much. But hopefully you guys think it's okay.
We've learned to love it.
Yeah.
And everybody's gonna hear it live at your Band of the Month showcase on January 30th at the Pawn Shop. What do people see? What do you get at a Royal Foundry show?
You get a lot of smooth ballads, upbeat, percussive looping, and a lot of nice cello and hand clapping and kazoo playing.
I like all those things. So if people want to check out your music, where can they find you?
You can go to theroyalfoundry.com or check on iTunes or any streaming site, or we're on all the stuffs and things.
All the stuffs and things. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
The Royal Foundry, Sonic's Band of the Month for January.
I couldn't be wrong, but I know this is right. Could be wrong, but I feel it inside. What if I'm wrong? Can I swallow this pride? Does she know where the light is?
He could be wrong.
We'll be right back.
Find out more on the Royal Foundry, the Band of the Month, January, at sonic1029.com.